This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thank you very much for your company today. Tomorrow begins in Iceland, in Reykjavik, the Korean Film Festival Iceland for 2025. In fact, it's the first one that's ever happened, and there are six films coming up to enjoy over the next few days. They're all subtitled in English. So let's hear about them from my two guests today. Welcome to...
Somyeong,
Mingyeong.
And you are both very, very busy, of course, because you've been putting this festival together. It's just about there. The idea, I suppose, for a Korean film festival, as I say, this is the first one. Where and how did that come about?
All right. So we actually started this whole thing after being invited to the French Film Festival in 2024, which is organized by Alliance Française in Reykjavik. I went there with my friend Mila, and she's the president of a Korean association in Iceland. So the film screened that night, honestly, the cinematic energy there, it was amazing. Mm. And it was completely full, so 200 people, the audience there, and they all gathered just to watch a French film. And we found it amazing. Mm. Then Milan and me, we say, we can do it.
Yes.
Because we have a Squid Game, we have an Old Boy, and we have a Parasite. Why not? So we started simply like this.
Yes. Well, it was the lovely Dan, who we've spoken to before on RÚV English Radio, who is a comedian, amongst other things here in Iceland, that put us all in touch and suggested we have this conversation. But one of the things he said is that there is a Korean community here in Iceland, isn't there?
Yeah, there are recently new additions to this community. And we are about 30 people, including children. So we are not that many compared to other East Asian community.
No. Can I be precise? Uh-huh. Because I'm the 21st.
Okay.
And we are in total, we are in 25.
I think including Korean Icelandic children, there are a bit more, but we are a very small community.
Yeah. But enthusiastic.
Yeah, very enthusiastic. We all work in different fields, and I am teaching Korean at the University of Iceland, and we all come from different backgrounds, so I think it was not so difficult to put up the idea together to have a film festival.
Yes.
Yeah.
But as I said as well, these films are all subtitled in English. So these can be enjoyed beyond the small but vibrant Korean community here in Iceland. There are six films in total.
Oh, we start with the director Park Chan-wook. He's the director of Old Boy. And this year he just finished, which was very well received in Venice. We call it New Parasites. This is called No Other Choice.
You mentioned it's the new Parasite, because I think a lot of people, if they think of South Korean cinema in the last couple of years, Parasite is the film that they think of, and it was a wonderful piece of cinema. So why is this the new Parasite?
New Parasite, because it's Park Chan-wook. He's our director, the director of Cannes. So the story is about a man who loses his job. His name is Mansu, and he worked at a paper factory company over 25 years, and all of a sudden he loses his job because it's an American huge company, they want to take it over. So he has to survive. It's the opening screen and the closing story, but I want to talk about the title No Other Choice, because it got two sides. So from the company's view, the paper company, and we have to do this, we have no choice. But from the worker's side, it's I have to survive, I have no choice. So it shows the world where people don't really get to choose anymore.
I just want to add that my students or people who are interested in Korea, they're usually very passionate about K-pop and K-drama, right? So that's the glamorous side of Korean pop culture. But personally, I feel more connected to Korean cinema. I feel like Korean cinema reflects truer image of Korea. And I feel like Korean cinema is more honest and raw. And I'm sure, you will find a different side of Korean society by watching No Other Choice. And I want to also emphasize that even though it's very dark, it's very funny.
Okay.
Also, that's the characteristics of Park Chan-wook black comedy.
Right.
Yeah.
That is really interesting. We don't have time to explore it, I don't think, in this conversation, but I love the idea that that we think of K-pop, which is very sort of shiny and very glossy. And then cinema, film, represents a different aspect of the Korean personality, I suppose. That is No Other Choice. What's the second film?
Oh, it's Hong Sang-soo is very much loved by, I don't know why, but French critics and audiences. So his name is Hong Sang-soo, and his last film is called A Traveler's Niece. I really love his film, the way he captures everyday life in such a his unique and minimalist way. The character, actually, the Isabelle Huppert, the French icon, the French actress that she stars. The character, her name is Iris. So I think Iris is wholly full. Like, she reflects of myself as well, because she goes to a Seoul forest. She's a traveler, she's a tourist, without any income, without any plan. She just wanders around the Seoul, and once she goes to a park, it's called the Seoul Forest, and she plays a flute. So I'm gonna... So that's how she meets a Korean man.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. So she's like this. Iris, holy fool. Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, so she teaches French to a two Korean woman, French, but she turns into a therapist. Because instead of teaching French grammar or vocabulary, she asks the question, how do you feel about it? And can you put that into French.
I love that idea of France and Korea coming together in a film that's going to be watched in Iceland in Bioparadies. You're not going to break into a musical performance, are you?
I don't have my ukulele here. But I think the heroine, she actually plays flute and drinks makgeolli. Makgeolli is Korean traditional like rice wine.
Okay.
And you can have a taste of it in the film festival.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What does it taste like?
It looks like yogurt because it's like not clear. It's not like sake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's fermented rice, basically. But it tastes like sweet, not strong in alcohol.
Oh, I love it.
But
because,
it's,
It's Hong Sang-soo's always classic motif. You know, he always comes with a very mysterious black, cream bottle. But this time it's a white bottle. It's a makgeolli.
This can be sampled then. So let's turn to the third film.
Third one. So I want to talk about which contrasts with Park Chan-wook's film, No Other Choice. So it's called With a Girl of Black Soil by Jeon Soo-il. So Jeon Soo-il, it's really interesting about our program this year, because we can actually compare these two films, No Other Choice by Park Chan-wook and With a Girl of Black Soil by Jeon Soo-il, because Jeon Soo-il's film came out back in 2007, and Park Chan-wook's film is from 2025, showing a very contemporary look at Korean society. So you've got this fascinating contrast, not in time, not only in time, but class and setting as well. So the story is about, it takes a place in a declining mining village. So that's about to be, the village is about to be demolished. And it's about the father who works as a miner and raising his two kids alone. And one of them, he's disabled. And his daughter, so it's about the horror story, this little girl. So to survive, you will discover the story. On the other hand, No Other Choice is set in a paper factory in Ulsan. If you watch these two films together, and it's very powerful because they are 20 years apart, one from the past and one from the present, 2025, and they make you ask this question, have our working and living conditions really improved over the past 20 years?
I think a lot of people would struggle to say yes to that question, wouldn't they, in many different places.
Next is Lucky Chanshil by Kim Cho-hee. So a lady, she was a producer and the movie director, and he dies while drinking. He just faints at the table. So all of a sudden she becomes jobless. So she moves into a very humble area. Mm. So it's once again, it talks about the labor and housing situation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she's a very, her character is, you know, it's her name is Chanshil, Lucky Chanshil. Her character is very merry, very joyful. So we see how she overcomes all difficulties, regardless of her jobs and the housing situations. Yeah. And there is a very important character. He's from Hong Kong, so you will discover it.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds quite uplifting.
Yeah, I think it's also like a contrast to Girl from Black Soil. But like No Other Choice, Lucky Chanshil, and Girl of Black Soil, was it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all deal with the theme of labor, survival, and also the everyday resilience of ordinary people in Korea. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's very different from what you see in K-dramas or what you hear from like K-pop.
Oh. Yes, yeah. I want to get into, once we've talked about the two remaining films, about the differences between, I guess, life in Korea and life in Iceland and some of the challenges that might be very different, some of the challenges that might be the same. Mm-hmm. But two more films to talk about. The first Korean Film Festival taking place between tomorrow and the 16th of November. So what is film number five?
Yes, film number five is Miss Granny. Is the director of Hwang Dong-hyuk. He's the director of Squid Game. So his last film, which came out, I guess it was 2014. So it's a comedy. It's so much fun. It's completely different from Squid Game. It's not about killing, eliminating. It's just simply a lady. She's 74 years old, and one day she just goes to a photo studio and takes a photo, and she gets on the bus, and she looks at herself in the mirror, and she turns back in her 20s.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a fantasy, and comedy is so much fun.
Yes. So, I mean, very different thematically to Squid Game, but are any of the same sort of signs on the screen the same? Does it have the same bright, colorful feel that TV show does?
Yes, you use a Korean red. There's so much red, but not like the pink of a Squid Game.
No, not the same colors.
Yeah, you will find different colors of a Hwang Dong-hyuk.
Yes. And Squid Game, again, when a lot of people think of South Korea, it's probably one of the biggest cultural exports in recent years, but a TV show on Netflix. Are there people making films now kind of in the shadow of this TV show, do you think?
I guess I feel like this like K-drama industry and like Korean cinema, they are completely different things somehow in Korea.
I think the people from cinema, even including Hwang Dong-hyuk, once I heard his interview, he says that I really didn't want to do a Squid Game season 2, but I accepted it because I want to do my next film.
And that leaves one film to talk about in the festival.
Yeah, so one last film, it's called Gyeongju. Gyeongju is a city in the old ancient days. It was a capital in Korea. Actually, my family is from Gyeongju. So it's about, it's about life and death. So a Chinese Beijing professor, he comes to Korea to attend a funeral of his friend. So, so it starts with death. And then he's looking for a painting that he saw many, many years ago in Gyeongju. So he goes back to this place to find the painting, which was at a tea house. And there he finds a lady who lives in front of a tomb. Because in Gyeongju, there are many huge tombs of kings and queens. Mm-hmm. So it also talks about this lady who wakes up and he always confronts the death, the symbol of death.
So survival seems to be something that unites a lot of these films. Some big themes being addressed.
Yeah, it deals with ordinary people's life in Korea and their work and survival. Mm-hmm. And also, for example, No Other Choice and With a Grain of Black Soil deals with a declining industry also, a paper industry and minor industry. And having this as a, I don't know, subject of the films, I think it's really interesting. Yeah.
What do you think Icelandic viewers are going to make of this? Because all of the films are available to watch with English subtitles. Yeah. It won't just be Icelandic people that can can enjoy this. But those who will go along to Bioparadies and see some of these films, what do you expect them to think of them?
We have a special guest, by the way, Fredrik Fredriksson.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's coming. So why I mentioned it, because Son Suis with a Girl of a Black Soil, I think it really it responds to Fredriksson's film, Cold Fever. So we see the colors and the nature, and Son Suis' film, when you see the color of the nature, it's black soil. And I think it really echoes to the nature of Iceland.
Okay.
And even the narration, how the director depicts the stories and all. And it's kind of a twin film to Fredriksson's Cold Fever.
And on that theme, the similarities maybe between Iceland and Korea, are there any that immediately sort of come to mind when we consider that question?
Yeah, we have this sauna culture in Korea. Okay. People go to sauna, but usually it's like a dry sauna. And yeah, we have a huge like public bath and sauna culture in Korea. And yeah, we eat also dried fish and also fermented fish in Korea.
Right.
Yeah, so for example, I tried to eat haukak. Together with like Korean chili sauce on a Korean like perilla leaf, it tasted amazing.
Really?
Yeah, I recommend. Yeah.
Okay, because that is a real blend of cuisines, isn't it?
Yeah,
so so that's haukat, which is the shark, on
Korean chili sauce, and you wrap it in a perilla leaf.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very Korean like thing to eat fermented fish like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And did the chili oil or the chili sauce, did it kill the taste of the haukat?
Yeah, fortunately.
It helps a little bit, yes.
It helps, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's the sauna culture, the pool. Mm-hmm. Because as Somyung mentioned before, because when we were young, we used to go every Sunday.
Okay.
Because I know Icelandic people, they go every Saturday. Even Saturday
or
in
every
Iceland.
Day.
Yeah. Every day. Well, I mean, I go to the pool every day.
But it was every Sunday. We must go to the pool and we must scratch our, you know, this culture, we take it off the skin.
Yes, it's an exfoliate. Yes,
exactly. Yes. So now it's disappearing, but I think it's coming back.
Yeah, we don't do that. We just lie in the pools and the hot pots and relax, I think, really.
Yeah.
And what about, I guess, any major differences or any surprises that someone coming from Korea to Iceland might have to deal with?
I guess the speed of life, definitely.
Slower here?
Much slower here. And personally, I don't like the saying "theta retas" because in Korea you have to do something to fix it immediately.
Right.
And for me, it's really difficult to be waiting patiently until everything's like sorted.
Well, the film festival is open to anyone that speaks Korean or understands English, of course, because there are subtitles in that language.
Yeah, anybody is welcome.
It all starts tomorrow. It's at Bioparadies. It runs for 4 days. We'll put a link up on the page accompanying the show from Ruv English Radio. And assuming this goes well, I think it's going to. You'll be glad once it's done, because then you can say it has gone well. But this is the first one. Do you hope to do this again?
Yeah, of course. It has been a fun process. And I hope it's gonna go well, for the next 4 days.
We are already picking the films for the next 2 years.
Okay.
Maybe we would pick the shaman films.
Oh, yeah, we were joking about it because we are a big fan of Korean shamanism. There are many films that have to do with Korean shamanistic traditions.
Okay.
And it's gonna be,
it'll be fun because I heard their shamanism here in Iceland, Icelandic culture. I heard it's shining.
Well, there's certainly a magical tradition in Iceland. Icelandic magic is well known and researched and established. Yeah. So maybe that's another thing to put on the list of similarities, perhaps.
Yeah. And one last thing. Yeah. We have so many gifts for every audience because we have product sponsors. Ice Korea is a local K-cosmetic store retail. Another is Cerulean, is a Korean cosmetic brand. They are giving us a generous amount of cosmetics.
As well as the fermented drink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, look, lots to look forward to. There are a link on the page. Thank you both very much indeed. I'll let you get back to making those final last-minute preparations for the first Korean Film Festival starting tomorrow. This is RUV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. And you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RUV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.